Reedy Creek firefighter said this was caused by a smoking refrigerator in a cast member break room. What is happening here? Sir, you can't smoke in here. We call rejected Disney Parks Valentine's. Here we go. Paint won't be the only thing splashed across your rumpus. All right.
Do you think Lightning McQueen has car insurance or life insurance?
Where is the most exciting place that you have ever discovered the magic?
Simba, row 135.
Wow.
Row 3, Country Bear Jamboree.
Simba 135.
It was obviously magical because they remember the row number.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for February 14th, 2022, Valentine's Day. And hey, if you're still looking for a gift for Valentine's Day, which, guys, you're in trouble if you are, but nonetheless, we have some great shirts available at carouselproducts.com, including our brand new Sunny Eclipse shirt appearing daily at the Starlight Cafe, and as well, we even have, I like this one better myself, but it's the Space Angels, Sonny's backup singers. Both shirts available now, just $20 each. Carouselofproducts.com. I'm going to throw them on the floor like I always do. There you go. So we also have another giveaway today. I'll announce the winner of the other giveaway towards the end of the show, but we're going to be giving away these Festival of the Arts note cards later in the day. So you could write love letters to Figment with these. So anyway, Gelatoni says we should start the show. Let's start the show. Splash Mountain at the Magic Kingdom was scheduled to reopen on February 11th, but it failed to do so at park open. According to the My Disney Experience app, the ride opening was delayed. A notification from park president Melissa Valiquette noted that while teams were working hard to open Splash Mountain, the attraction would remain closed for the time being. The attraction, however, did eventually open around 7:45 p.m. on February 11th. With a 9 o'clock closing time, guests of the Magic Kingdom only had around an hour to enjoy the newly refurbished attraction. But we hopped on to check out all the changes, and there were very little. This was a standard winter refurbishment, most likely, what they always go through for water rides, just to make sure the ride system itself operates. So obviously with the Princess and the Frog update imminent, and who knows what imminent means anymore, they are not really looking to fix a lot of the broken things on Splash Mountain, and so they just won't. So this was just to make sure the ride operates, not so much that it looks good, because that's what Disney World does. The brand new Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade, featuring about 30 Disney and Pixar characters, debuted at the Magic Kingdom over the weekend on the 11th. We were there for the first performance. The character-packed Cavalcade has two floats decorated with landscapes and the Cavalcade's compass logo. The Cavalcade also has a new version of Vamos from the Move It, Shake It, Mouse Could Dance It street party. You may remember that from a long time ago. You can check out a video of the full Cavalcade right here on our channel. I will say this. This is my favorite Cavalcade they have done, period. I think the music's really fun. It's so many characters. It's such an eclectic group that I think no matter who you're going with to the park, if you stop and watch this for a few seconds, someone will find some character that'll make them just very happy to see, probably a character they haven't seen in years. For me, it was Miko. I was very excited that Miko's in a parade. I love him. It was great. The Frontierland Hoedown Happening failed to return to the Magic Kingdom as advertised on the 11th, despite the Disney Parks blog saying it would. It's not like them to lie. A Frontierland cast member has told us it was supposed to happen at 12:20 and 1:30 and never happened at any of those times. And over the weekend, it didn't happen either. So it's unclear exactly what is going on. Again, it was advertised to return. It didn't. And Disney is not saying anything as to when it might. Corporate sponsorship continues to creep onto Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom as more Mars branding has been added outside the Main Street confectionery. A new dimensional sign featuring M&Ms now hangs outside the former Chapeau. The Chapeau was closed and transformed into an extension of the confectionery. That's specifically where you can make your own popcorn and candy mix, which they're quite good, by the way. Of course, their confectionery reopened last September, but they're still rolling in different parts of this. And this dimensional sign obviously took a little while to get made, and now here it is. But it's a scoop filled with popcorn and M&Ms. Ties into the new treats served just inside that door. A Play in the Park collection Mickey Balloon ear headband has floated into the Magic Kingdom. The Play in the Park series has a new whimsical design, and we first saw them debut at Disneyland. The collection is finally starting to arrive at Walt Disney World. The headband features blue and yellow Mickey balloon-shaped ears, and the ears even light up. Each balloon features a tiny Mickey head, just like the real thing, and the Play in the Park logo is on one side of the headband, and Play and Park are colorfully embroidered. To light up, the headband includes six AG13 button cell batteries. The battery panel is accessible via screwdriver if you need to replace them. And rubber studded grips line the velour interior of the headband. This gives it a better grip since these ears are pretty heavy. The back of the ears do not have Mickey on the balloon. And we found the headband at Blana Bob's in Adventureland for $34.99. A new button-up shirt inspired by Mr. Toad's Wild Ride has arrived. I found it at Bonjour Village Gifts in the Magic Kingdom. Shirt features teal and red designs with different characters and scenes from the attraction, designed by Kevin Kidney and Jody Daly. They have been on a tear lately. All that new Phantom Manor stuff coming out in Paris is fantastic as well. The limited edition shirt was designed exclusively for Walt Disney World as part of the 50th anniversary, and again features images of Mr. Toad, Cyril, all sorts of characters from the attraction. It is really, really wonderful. Yes, I got one. Shirt costs $85. Even more Spaceship Earth-inspired apparel has arrived at the Creation Shop. We found a colorful new shirt and a pair of sweatpants. Shirt has the geometric pattern of the face of Spaceship Earth made of different colors. It has a black collar lined with Epcot in blue lettering for $36.99. The sweatpants are more like the true grayish-white color of Spaceship Earth. The geometric pattern runs down the legs in stripes and has a drawstring waist. And there are pockets. And the pants, of course, match other Spaceship Earth shirts we found. They cost $49.99. In addition to a new Loungefly tote, the 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Arts is still getting new merchandise, including this puzzle you can paint featuring Figment. The background of the puzzle is gray-purple with all the images in white, except for Figment, who still has his orange horns and wings. You can color in the other images at home. This is the first time they've done this. The puzzle costs $24.99. Originally launched as a pilot at Magic Kingdom and later expanded to Animal Kingdom, the 20-minute private photo pass session, Capture Your Moment, will soon be available at Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Disney states, quote, whether you're celebrating something special, such as a proposal, a first visit, a graduation, or anniversary, or want to get the entire family in front of the camera to take some creative family portraits, Epcot's World Showcase is the perfect photo backdrop. Well, you can't do it in the front of the park because it's, you know, dirt. You could choose one of the following pavilions for your photo shoot: Germany, Italy, the American Adventure, Japan, or Morocco. The sessions will be available starting February 24th. And then at Hollywood Studios, they are setting the perfect stage for you to be the star of a Capture Your Moment session. You can head down to the Hollywood Tower Hotel to take photos around its eerie grounds, capture playful photos with Gertie, finally getting the respect she deserves, and get up close with the incredible details of the Chinese Theater's facade, or use the colorful neon signs and Art Deco architecture of Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards to evoke the golden age of Tinseltown. Hollywood Studio sessions will be available starting March 21st, and at all four theme parks, each Capture Your Moment session is $79, and it can include up to 8 guests. And while prints and digital downloads are not included, those with a Disney Photo Pass entitlement, such as Memory Maker or Memory Maker One Day, as well as qualifying annual pass holders with the Photo Pass download benefit, can download the photos at no extra cost. A red velvet whoopie pie has arrived at Hollywood Studios for Valentine's Day. This treat can be found at the Trolley Car Cafe Starbucks through the 14th today. It's a red velvet cake filled with cream cheese buttercream, topped with strawberry buttercream. It costs $5.29. Meanwhile, at the ABC Commissary, they're serving up a new plant-based treat for the occasion. The engagement ring cake will be available through today. The plant-based treat is made of chocolate cake filled with raspberry sauce atop a shortbread cookie, complete with a white chocolate engagement ring. Don't worry, it's not a real ring. You won't break your teeth on it. It's $5.49. I mean, I don't know. It's served at ABC Commissary. Maybe you will. During our day at Hollywood Studios, we tried the new chocolate peanut butter explosion shake at Hollywood Scoops. It's chocolate ice cream layered with peanut butter sauce, topped with whipped cream, garnished with chocolate peanut butter crumbles, and a chocolate-dipped peanut butter donut. It costs $9.49. Reviews of all of these items can be found, as always, at WDWNT.com. 2 months after its release in theaters, costumes from the main characters in West Side Story have been added to the Walt Disney Presents Gallery at Hollywood Studios. The 20th Century Studios film follows the story of two lovers who are members of rival New York gangs, a somewhat modern retelling of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And if that's the first time you've ever heard the synopsis of West Side Story, that's crazy. Screen-worn costumes for David Alvarez and Ariana DeBose as Bernardo and Anita, respectively, are on display. Bernardo's costume is a mostly gray suit with a burnt orange undershirt, and Anita has a black dress with rose accents. The on-screen costumes worn by both Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler as Tony and Maria, respectively, are also on display in glass cases for guests to view. Tony's costume is a blue suit with khaki pants, while Maria's iconic white dress is displayed. The redesigned Buzz Lightyear has debuted in the Pixar Pals motorcade at Hollywood Studios. His arrival follows the Walt Disney World premiere of Woody and Jessie's new looks in the Disney Adventure Friends cavalcade. Buzz was all smiles, waving to his fans while debuting his new look. He, of course, was riding in his matching Enterprise rental car. The new costume features a rounder and, dare we say, friendlier head and slimmer spacesuit design. Buzz has been working out. The new look is much more flattering. It looks more like the Buzz Lightyear we all know and love. The new costumes, of course, officially debuted at Hong Kong Disneyland in 2021. We have covered a lot of fights at Walt Disney World over the last few months as police reports and guest video have documented a lot of these crazy mishaps. But I will tell you, we have now seen one of the craziest to happen thus far. In fact, police arrested two drunk guests on multiple charges. The arrest report reads like the plot of a Jersey Shore episode. Two sisters from New Jersey get into a drunken, naked fight. Only it didn't happen in the Garden State. Of course, it happened at Disney Springs. The two women, ages 29 and 31, were vacationing with family in Orlando. And that night, the sisters ate at a steakhouse and seemed to be having an enjoyable evening at first, even if they were 30 minutes late to their reservation. They got drinks at an Irish restaurant, we assume Raglan Road. Then the problems began, small at first, when they tried to go back to their hotel off Disney property. Their phone died. Disney security helped them call an Uber. The Uber driver refused to take them as he worried they were too drunk. The women argued while waiting for a taxi, and their night unraveled. The older sister called the younger sister a bad mom and slapped her, and the younger sister threatened to punch her in return. It was late, around 12:40 a.m., when the Orange County Sheriff's Office got dispatch about a fight happening at the Springs. The younger sister was screaming and crying when they arrived near Cirque du Soleil. She wore only her underwear and sandals. Can't make these things up. Deputies assisted her with putting on a blue jean jacket since she was not wearing any clothing, the sheriff's report said. Deputies soon learned the story of what had happened. A Disney security manager witnessed nearly everything during the October 26th brawl. The sheriff's office did not release the report until this week, though, months later. Quote, both females were screaming at each other. One female was sitting on a bench while the other was standing over her. After attempting to calm the situation, the security manager said one female slapped the other in the face. At that point, both females began punching, slapping, and pulling each other's hair. The security manager pulled the two drunk guests apart. Once separated, both sisters ran at each other, slipped in the younger sister's vomit, then fell into the bushes while still fighting. Boy. The security manager then stated that the younger sister ran a few feet away and took off her dress. And shortly after, they began to punch each other again. Security manager and another cast member witnessed the fight were able to separate the two again until the deputies arrived at the scene. The report noted that Disney did not have video surveillance of the drunken naked brawl, probably for the best. And when the deputies questioned the younger sister, the report said she only wanted to talk about how she didn't like her sister's boyfriend. The officers arrested the drunk guests for domestic violence, battery, and disorderly intoxication, which are misdemeanor crimes. Neither woman sustained any injuries, though. And there you go. Well, that is, it's becoming more and more common, it seems, but it's a wild one. Wild, wild one. New Valentine's Day mini ears have arrived at Walt Disney World just in time for the occasion. These ears are made of bright pink sequins with a pattern of little white embroidered hearts. The bow is made of satin material in the matching pink color. We found these at the World of Disney and Disney Springs for $29.99, and we managed to avoid any fistfights in the process. If you're looking for a treat to share with your sweetheart, Disney's All-Star Music Resort has you covered with the new Sweetheart Sundae available at the Intermission Food Court. That's available through February 20th, so you still have time. The sundae consists of Mickey and Minnie red velvet waffle with strawberry and chocolate swirl, hot fudge, strawberry sauce, and whipped cream for $7.99. In addition to the sundae, All-Star Music Resort is serving up a unique and shareable Valentine's Day treat in the form of the Mickey and Minnie bouquet. This is available at the Intermission Food Court again through today. The bouquet is made of Mickey and Minnie red velvet cake with chocolate-topped sugar cookies. It costs $14.99. Reviews of both on the site. New smart TVs are slowly being introduced at Walt Disney World Resort hotel rooms. These interactive television systems have a more personalized and easy-to-use experience that welcomes guests to the room, offers access to complimentary content, connects to the streaming content, and more. The TVs will soon be available at the Yacht and Beach Club resorts. They'll be available at other resorts, including Beach Club Resort Villas, soon. System, of course, already exists at Riviera and Coronado Springs. Tokyo Disney Resort is well known for its annual anniversary merchandise, even in off years without a full celebration. And for the latest anniversary of the park before its momentous 40th next year, Tokyo Disneyland's 39th anniversary will commemorate Critter Country, and specifically, this is pretty crazy, the Beaver Brothers Explorer Canoes. You can head over to our website to check out the entire line of merchandise. It is super cute, and I just love that there's an entire anniversary line based around the canoe ride. That would never happen here. Never gonna happen. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms or even on TikTok. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. In fact, on the 21st, we'll be holding another Zoom call with Tom for some of our WIGS members at the 33 and up levels. Okay, I got to talk about giveaways now. So here, the reason there's two of the same cup up here is this is the giveaway from our last show. So I got to read who won this. The winner is Disney Nerd 30, who wrote, because a Figment popcorn bucket and Spork just aren't enough for me, I really need that weird Figment cup. Well, you are getting the weird Figment cup to go with all your other weird Figment items at home. So enjoy that. Thank you for watching. We appreciate it. And in order to thank the rest of you for watching, we're doing another giveaway. We have these great note cards. Set includes 8 note cards and envelopes. Oof. And envelopes with some great art from the festival. If you want to enter to win these, you know what you got to do. You got to hit the like button. You got to subscribe. And I'm going to come up with some weird phrase that you are all going to have to write as usual. I don't know what to write. Let's do a love note for Figment, because that's what you're going to write with these. A love note for Figment. Just love note for Figment in the comments. And you'll be entered to win, as long as you're subscribed and hit the like button, to win these Festival of the Arts 2022 note cards. They're very cute. I bought a set. I like these. They're fun. Anyway, for the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great big beautiful tomorrow. Happy Valentine's Day.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside and a panel of Disney superfans as they take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog, tell you its history, details, give their review, and let you know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube at unplanneddowntime.com.